The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He'd always loved those who were his own in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At the moment, you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you are." He knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "Though not all of you are." When he washed their feet and put on his clothes again, he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord. Deacon John's going to give everybody an image, and maybe a couple of people could help to distribute them through the church. The image is from Sergio Coda of the Last Supper. It's Jesus washing the feet of one of the disciples. And we used it last week at our Lent reflection evening, and I just thought it would be nice to have another image. So we've listened to the text in John, we have an image to look at. I'm going to offer a few words of reflection now, and then we'll actually have the washing of the feet. So it takes us into our Triduum celebration, an opportunity for us to live the drama of the Last Supper, enter into the Passion, and celebrate the light of the resurrection. In the Gospel this evening, it is the end of Jesus' journey. His teaching, his preaching, and his healing have reached climax. As part of his farewell discourse, he has gathered together his followers to have a last meal in Jerusalem. There is a tension in the air. It is apparent to the group that the conflict with the authorities is going to lead to an unsavory end. A And so before he is crucified, Jesus takes part in a memorial meal where he gives his body and his spirit away to his friends. They struggle with the significance of it, but they know they are involved in something that is very special. And this is no ordinary meal. There is treachery in the room, personified by Judas. But there's also confusion and misunderstanding among the other disciples. The inspiration and the deep sense of peace that they experienced is in turmoil. They are out of their depth and their comfort zone. The disciples are in a strange city, and the unfolding drama is taking them in an even stranger direction. It must have also been a frightening experience for Jesus. We believe that he was both fully human and fully divine, but he must experience the human emotions of the pending doom. Despite the rejection and disenchantment of the project, Jesus decides to remain faithful to the mission given him by the Father. He puts himself on the line. He offers his body and blood, literally, as the sacrifice of atonement. So Jesus gave them the most costly gift he could give. He gave them the gift of himself. Not only a gift for his beloved disciples, but a gift that would be celebrated in perpetuity by the whole Christian family. We celebrate and give thanks for that gift and recount the historical occasion, but we also celebrate the present reality of the presence of the risen Christ in our midst. He gave his followers more than food for thought. He gave them an eternal and faithful sacrifice. Jesus gave a powerful message that humanity is transformed and uplifted by the power of God. And as we enter into this Triduum celebration, we ask too that we may be transformed and lifted up by the power of God. Lent was our time of more intense preparation to welcome the risen Lord into our lives afresh. Our participation in these liturgies is a reminder that the love and sacrifice of Jesus for us is a constant inspiration for our lives. It is a shared meal where fellowship is celebrated. So over the centuries, in good times and in bad, it is the way the Christian community has gathered to be faithful to the mandate of Jesus. Clearly, this is tied in with service in the community. The symbolic washing of feet is to gather our community and help make the gaze of our community outward looking. We not only celebrate to remember, but we celebrate to put into action the gospel, the good news we have received, we have heard, and we believe. The collection of our SCIAF boxes and contributions to other charities symbolize our concern and action for the wider world and the care of all God's people. That the love we receive from God, we want to share with the wider community and so transform our world. The liturgy this evening is an invitation to be faithful. It reminds us that even when there is the best of teachers, the disciples were at times confused, disorientated, and clearly lacking direction. When we have those experiences, it is in faith and trust in God that we pull through the more difficult times. Our personal faith will be strengthened. But we are also asked to be part of a community that witnesses to the power of love as an inspiration to others. Our liturgy this evening encourages us to be bread for others so that they may have life. We know that from the memorial meal, he went into the garden and experienced suffering and grief. But his resolve was firm, and he went on to inspire his disciples and followers once more. So we pray that our liturgy this evening may have the same effect, that we may be renewed in our resolve to be faithful to Christ, and we may feel the gentle and compassionate embrace of God's love to accompany us. So we will now have